Last Word on Business.
With Fitzgerald Power. Can't count on your current accountants? Talk to us. FitzgeraldPower.ie.
So, Ian Guider, columnist with the Business Post, is with us. And does it look like Pascal Donoghue's potential escape hatch from government has been shut on him?
Well, I think you can safely say, Matt, you can book him for your non-fiction review of the world of the year in books later on this year, because he won't be going anywhere. It appears the Minister for Public Expenditure was linked with the IMF's top job late last year, that he could be a replacement for the existing managing director of the IMF, Kristalina Georgieva. Her term runs out in September, but it appears that she will be nominated again for a second five-year term. In fact, Pascal Donoghue, who is chair of the European Group of Finance Ministers, he is in Brussels today and tomorrow, where all of those finance ministers will sign off on backing Ms. Georgieva for that second term. Pascal Donoghue, he didn't quite deny that he was interested in the job when it emerged in reports late last year. Lots of the big international financial press were reporting that he was sounded out in a trip to Washington, D.C. last year, if he would be interested in running, if Kristalina Georgieva, who's been a little bit controversial over the past 5 years, if she didn't seek a second term. But it appears that some of the big European countries, particularly France and Germany, want to back Ms. Georgieva for that second term. She has got a long track record. As I said, even though her term with the IMF has not been wholly successful, she has been leader of the World Bank and a two-term European commissioner. So I think she does have her supporters in Europe, and those finance ministers will sign off on backing it, and that pretty much means she'll be guaranteed a new term. So one less handy sinecure for an Irish politician to look forward to.
Okay, and then potential problems for the government in that. What are the potential for the housing targets being met this year?
Yeah, a report put out today. So BNP Paribas Real Estate, one of the top property companies in the country, every month they poll about 150 companies working in the construction sector. Are you seeing more business come in? Do you think housing completions will rise? Do you look at the commercial building sector and how's that going? So today they've come out and said output in the construction activity has fallen once again. It's actually fallen for 17 consecutive months. And the residential sector is struggling a little bit. And the chief economist at BNP, John McCarthy, he points out two things that are happening right now, particularly in residential construction. So new builds is the one we all focus on. Last year, the country built just over 33,000 new homes. The target is to get up to around 34,000 this year. He says that could be tricky because new housing commencements are not increasing as the rate of home as fast as the rate of new home completions. And that would suggest that building output will actually fall this year. He said that there's a gap of between 3,600 between homes that are finished and new commencements. So where are we going to get all of this catch up, given that there are things happening in the planning system? We know there are lots of objections to housing developments, that they take so long to get through the system. So where will all the new commencements begin when projects are being finished? And the second bit he says is worrying as well, is that people who are doing home improvements, that's slowing down as well. So you have a couple of things that are affecting the residential market. And we do know, Matt, there are all sorts of things going on out there as well. Costs have been rising for building companies out there, raw materials going up, getting access to financing, getting access to people. Well, BNP saying that's improving a little bit, building firms taking on more staff. But just this sense, Matt, that things in the residential sector, having had a good 2022 and a good 2023, perhaps this could be the year when all of that output increase begins to stall again.
And finally, tell us about the collapse in prices for things like shopping centres, confirmed today by the acquisition of the Square in Tallaght.
Yeah, really good story in the Sunday Times that the US investment company Hines, which owns quite a lot of retail assets in Ireland already, it operates the Liffey Valley Shopping Centre, but also has some developments in Dublin City. Well, it's agreed a heads of terms to buy the massive Square Shopping Centre in Tallaght in Dublin for about €125 million. But that is down on the guide price when the owners of the Square put it up for sale last year of between €160 and €170 million. It's owned already by an investment company called Oaktree. They bought it out of NAMA more than 5 years ago, and they paid 250 million euro for it. So you're looking at, over the space of just a five, 6 years, that the price, the overall price tag has fallen by half, suggesting that perhaps bricks and mortar retailing is struggling, even though there's a strong rent roll coming in from the square, 13 million euro a year of rent coming in. There's potential as well for residential development on that site, but still values in the commercial property sector are falling and are under pressure. Who knows if they'll recover? Perhaps the owners, the new owners, Heinz, may get a big increase on it. We're also in the bidding war for Blanchardstown Shopping Centre, which is on the block for somewhere between about 650 and 680 million. And again, that is down on what the existing owners paid for it 4, 5, 6 years ago. So the price of buildings in Ireland...
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.